Though football won't begin until the end of August, Bentonville's Tiger Stadium was filled with people and the sounds of marching bands Tuesday as the Drum Corps International Summer Tour made a stop in our area for the second year in a row. Ozarks at-large's Christina Thomas caught up with one of the eight groups as they practiced for that evening's performance, and here is her report.
While some high school and college students spend their summers lifeguarding by a sunny pool, traveling, or in summer school, the 154 students that make up the Crossman World Class Drum Corps spend it sleeping on buses, marching on hot football fields, and working very hard. The Crossmen made a brief stop in Northwest Arkansas this week for the Tuesday evening performance of the 2013 Drum Corps International. Seven other groups were also part of that performance. Drum Corps International, or DCI, is a traveling competition. Groups of groups perform at various locations around the United States over 60 days before ending in Indianapolis for the championship. The Crossmen travel in four buses, with semi-trucks hauling their instruments and a staff of 35, some of whom travel in RVs. I met Fred Morrison, executive director of Crossmen, in one of those RVs as it sat in the Fayetteville High School parking lot. He says that though this is a summer program, the work is year-long, with auditions for the elite group taking place each November.
The first thing I tell the 650 auditionees is that what they're trying to do is a very difficult thing, and I congratulate them for taking that first step out the door to even try it. That's a great thing. And that they, if they'll keep coming back, take the information that we give them and apply it, their opportunity is still there for them to make it. And we have a number of people that will have gone through the process two or three years in a row and have made the Corps. So to make it is a really pretty incredible accomplishment, because we're talking about the best of the best.
The sections are 9 snares, 5 bass drums, 5 tenor drums, 4 cymbals, 15 in the front ensemble who play marimbas, vibraphones, xylophones. There are 36 color guard, 3 drum majors, and 72 horn players. Yes, Drum Corps includes horns. It used to be called the Drum and Bugle Corps, but since bugles aren't really played anymore, they dropped it. The Crossmen are based in San Antonio, Texas, though students come from all over. There's a boy from Little Rock. We'll meet him in a few minutes. After auditions, students find out if they made it in December. The monthly camps or practices follow, leading up to a 21-day spring training before they hit the road. The groups perform in the evenings, pack up, travel by night, practice by day, and then performs again. The Crossmen arrived in Fayetteville at 3:30 in the morning, arriving from Aletha, Kansas. They unpacked their stuff, got about 4 hours of floor time, that's sleeping in the high school gym as opposed to the bus, woke up, ate breakfast, and got to practicing. Joel Moody is a member of the administrative staff and says they must practice, as there's always room for improvement and to get the best scores in the competition.
Our scores right now are around a 75. We have groups that are scoring in the 80s. I mean, it's just a competitive activity, so you're trying to take every single detailed second of an 11 and a half minute show and basically make it perfect.
Joel knows he was a member of the Crossmen, though it was many years ago. He says that striving for perfection is what pushed him, and it's what pushes the kids.
And like pushing themselves past boundaries that they didn't really think were possible. Physically, mentally, it's a very challenging obviously what's happening on the field, but having your craft together enough to be able to go, okay, I can get up at this time, I can do these things in this amount of time, I can then be on the field so I can do this, I can play for this time.
He says it's stressful. And Luke Alred, a snare drum player from Little Rock, echoes that sentiment.
Well, it's very mentally taxing. Not having clean clothes all the time, always being sweaty and stinky, never getting to be clean. You might not get to, choose what you want to eat. You're always going to be exhausted and sore. You're always going to be cramped, but in the end, it's definitely worth it and satisfying to just see everybody and hear everybody applaud for you at the end of the night, especially after working so hard.
Luke is a freshman at the University of Central Arkansas in Conway and a member of their marching band. 60% of the students are in college, and most of them are music education majors, meaning they want to be band directors. Luke has played the snare drum since the fifth grade. It's his second year as a member of a drum corps, his first with Crossmen. saying it was surreal to make the prestigious group, one he is happy to be a part of.
I really like, you know, of course, playing the music and, you know, doing all that stuff and marching, but I think really just the camaraderie that you have with everybody and all the lifelong friends that you'll always have and connections that you make with people is the coolest thing about it to me.
Luke wears a white t-shirt and gym shorts, one of few guys who is actually wearing a shirt. Most have bare backs as they practice in the hot summer sun. Girls in sports bras, all showing off sculpted bodies. You have to be in shape to march on a large field and carry heavy instruments. For performances, they don black uniforms with red and white sashes under red or white Aussies. The Crossmen have already made stops in cities such as Minneapolis, Muscatine, Iowa, Darren, Illinois, Janesville, Michigan, and Muncie, Illinois. You can still catch them as they play their jazzy, protest-themed show in cities across the United States, leading up to the Drum Corps International 36th World Championships in Indianapolis on August 7th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
You can visit crossmen.org to learn more about the world-class group, or dci.org for a list of performance locations.